Plus.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into the program. Welcome into a new day. And it's already shaping up to be at least a nice morning. Might rain a little later, but we've got the sun rising over Stop and Shop. And that leads me to the start of my discussion this morning. I mentioned this briefly the other day, and I don't know if anybody even caught on to it because we didn't dwell on to it very much. But we have been dealing with some power issues here at WBSM and Fun 107. Now, we know that it was beyond just, it wasn't just in our offices, which, you know, when you think about it, sometimes it's possible that we have issues because we're probably utilizing power differently than some of our neighbors here in the Schenectady Neck Plaza. So sometimes the issue could be with us, but we verify that it wasn't. The UPS store was having issues. The 99 said they were having issues. So we knew that it was more than just this building, more than just our offices. And then yesterday, and this has been going on for a couple of weeks now, what would happen is the power would flicker for a moment. And we're on a generator. We have a generator here, but if things didn't kick over fast enough, we would lose signal. And so that's why we've had a few issues that some of you have, you know, emailed and sent app chat messages about, but we think we've got those under control. Yesterday, I was over at a business in Lifestyles Plaza, and they were talking about, because we had another little blink yesterday, and they were saying they had the same problem. In fact, I was waiting to pay for something, and the credit card machine, they were trying to get it back online. And it had been a while. So I talked with the owner about getting, you know, a battery backup. And she's like, well, I have one. I said, well, maybe because of all this power outages that you've had, you know, it could have used up its life. You know, you could have to replace it. So she said she was going to look into that. But, you know, you would expect to be able to do business every day without the power going out and shutting things down. I mean, there were people who couldn't pay for things, who had to leave things and say, well, I guess I'll come back tomorrow and try to pay for it then. And so they're putting stuff on hold for folks. Then I left there and I went into Stop and Shop to grab something for lunch. And as I'm walking in, they're talking about the power going out there. And when I was in that store in Lifestyles Plaza, the owner was telling me that she had heard that it had something to do with underground power lines that were outdated, need to be replaced. And when I was in Stop and Shop, and the two employees that I heard talking about it, I said, oh, it's happening to you too? And one of the employees said, yes, and from what we're told, it's underground power lines that need to be replaced. They're outdated. The ground is so saturated with water because of all the rain that we've had that it's causing like short outs. And it makes sense But also, does it? Because we've had many years where we've had a lot of rain. We've had winters where we've had a lot of snow. I guess maybe the snow melts at a slower pace, so maybe it doesn't saturate the ground as much. But, and also it could be that these lines have been slowly deteriorating and this is the point that they've reached. But anyway, I went home last night and I was thinking, I wonder if this is happening in other parts of town. And I was going to write an article about it. I was going to reach out to Eversource and find out what's going on. But I said, you know what? That's building maintenance and things like that. Utilities, not my area. I'm not going to worry about it. But then I saw a Facebook post in a local Fairhaven town group where people were talking about it happening throughout East Fairhaven. So then I said, well, I'm going to write a little something and just see, because what bothered me about the post is that people were asking Eversource about it. They were calling them and asking them about it, and they weren't getting any answers. They were getting, oh, we'll look into that, and then hadn't heard anything back a week later. Or they were told, oh, we don't have any tickets about that, or we only have one other ticket about that. And this has been going on now for weeks, several weeks. I want to say Easter might have been the first time, but I think it actually happened before then. It might have actually been the week before Easter that was the first time. So this is something that has been ongoing. You would think you would get more tickets about it than just that. But I just wrote up a little quick article last night just asking, you know, has anybody else experienced this? Just because if Eversource is saying, well, we don't have a lot of people reporting it, you know, then maybe we can say, well, look at the reaction to this article. Look at the comments. And so I did reach out to their media relations department because I know I get it. People reached out to Eversource to find out what's going on and they didn't hear back. Usually when you reach out to media relations and they know that you're writing an article about it, they get you some kind of an answer. So it's not that I think Eversource is stringing people along and not giving them a response. I just think that it's not a priority. If your power's on but it flickers, you know, they've got to deal with a lot more because we just had another storm recently that knocked out power in parts of the state. So they're probably focused on those efforts. But so I contacted the media relations department and I will let you know what I find out. Is the old, outdated power lines underground theory the right one? Or, you know, I don't know if that's a theory. It's just that he said that's what they were told. Or is it something else? Is this going to be an ongoing issue because it's only April? What happens when it becomes June, July, August, and everybody in Fairhaven is turning on their air conditioning? Are we going to have more of these issues? What if we have a rainy summer? What if it's a rainy, humid summer and people have their air conditionings running? The ground is saturated with water. Will this be an ongoing problem? And then if it is, what's the solution? I can't imagine they're going to dig up all these underground power lines and replace them. I would think they would have to go and run lines on the poles. But how long will that take? So if you have had an issue, go ahead and find that story on the WBSM Facebook page and comment underneath it. And if you haven't, you know, if you don't have Facebook or if you want to take a different route, I would say contact Eversource and let them know that it's been happening at your location as well. Because it just seems odd that it's been going on for weeks and they're saying, oh, we've only got one other ticket about it. Again, that's what somebody reported in a Facebook group, but I have no reason not to believe them. It's funny because one person commented, yeah, I was the one that called, so I must have been that other ticket. But we think we've got things better here, at least. There might be a little delay in kicking on if it goes out again. You know, it takes a couple seconds for everything to warm back up. And we're slowly replacing all the battery backups that are fried now because they've had to compensate for this repeatedly. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Now that you brought this up, I never thought of mentioning it, but Monday that just passed, so it's not just for Haven, because I'm in New Bedford, right over the bridge. My laptop will shut off and restart by itself. It did it on Monday, two different times of the day, then on Thursday in the afternoon, and then it did it yesterday, right after I called you. It shut down and it restarted.
Oh, I don't think that's these power issues. I think you just have ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I can give you a possible solution for that. Mm. If you unplug the laptop from the wall.
Yes, I've done that.
And then
modem and everything.
Take the battery out of the laptop if you have that ability. And then hold the power button down for 60 seconds and then put the battery back in and then plug it back in. There's probably a static charge built up inside of it that needs to be cleared out.
So you mean I got to open these tiny screws that I can barely see?
No.
Battery out?
No. If you have a battery compartment that'll come out, there'll be like a little slider notch or something. If you don't have
Then
then you can't take the battery out. But I would still try.
Yeah, no, it's a little.
I would still try unplugging it from the wall and holding that power button down for a minute and see if that clears things out.
Oh, and something else. I don't know what day it was, but I recall you were mentioning something. And I had already spoke to you. I wasn't going to call back. And then I forgot about it. But you mentioned something about laptops in school getting hot. Let me tell you, it tells you right on my charger cord, right on that little black box that's in the middle of the cord. It says right on it, warning, could get hot, severely hot, and it does. It does. And I have to keep on checking it every time I recharge my laptop. I have to feel it and see if it's hot and shut it off and unplug it. And sometimes I have to take it over to the window because I'm not going to go dig my fan out of the closet to cool it off. Put it in the window and hold it up. And yes, they do get reheated. And you said they had a Acer Chromebook. I forgot what number you said it was, but mine, I have a 315. It's not what the kids were using.
Yeah, it's not the same number. I remember that, but I don't remember the exact number. The problem with this computer that the kid was using was he was just using the keyboard on the computer, and he burned himself. The actual laptop itself got so hot that it started to smoke up and melt.
Yeah, well, I don't have what they have, but I'm telling you, my laptop gets very overheated.
If your laptop itself gets overheated, there are programs you can find online that keep your fan running. I had to do that I had a MacBook that would get too hot. And so I had to download a program that I could control when the fan inside the computer turned on and off. And I would just keep it on the whole time I was using the computer, which, is not the best because the fan will die out eventually. But at least it kept the computer cool enough that I could work on it.
So do you think, don't say conspiracy to me now. But do you think something's going on? Could be when people call you too and they're automatically disconnected. Could that be at the same time that's knocking them off and it's not you?
What, with the power connection?
Yeah, like when somebody calls you sometimes, you go, oh, no, I don't know, he's gone. Like maybe something happened with the power for that 1 second or something. Maybe it wasn't you disconnected them by accident.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so. Because I think that the phones being, separate, the phones aren't really affected by the power, except if we had a power issue, I would lose all phone capability. Mm. But I mean, everything's on battery backup now, so we should be better.
I'm the type of person that does believe that. I think there's some kind of something going on where they're going to try to control us, our power, the power grid and everything. How do we know? I mean, it's possible, Mr. Weisberg. They want to take over, so it could happen. We get all kinds of things coming up on. Well, you can name them whatever you want. The elite, the people in power. the people that want to take over. Now they're already talking on the internet on different websites and stuff, talking about it's going to start all over again. Things are disappearing in the store. Hey, I was in Walmart the other day, and I went over to the refrigerator side looking at the stuff in the refrigerators, and a lot of shelves were empty, a lot. And when I asked the guy what happened, is stuff coming in? He goes, we don't know. Must have been that ship that hit that bridge, and some kind of cargo ships couldn't come through. I don't know what he was explaining, but
well, we were told that would probably happen. But you also know too that companies take advantage of situations like that, and they'll hold back supply to create more demand, and you know that kind of stuff happens. That's just manipulating
the
market.
Well, they ought to do something about that. If that's true, come on, that's not right to treat us like that.
Yeah, well, that's why you pay what you pay for gas, because the gas companies do the same thing all the time, the oil companies.
Well, now that you talked about gas, I keep hearing about that ad on the radio that says, I forgot what they call it, you save money every time you get gas, you get money back. Then you hear the girl say, oh, yeah, I made about $300 this month. Now, is that real? Is that a real deal about the gas?
Yeah, I mean, I know lots of people that have signed up for it. I've never done it, but because I just don't travel enough to make it worth it. But I know a lot of people that have done it. I mean, I'm going to guess if that lady's saving that much money, though, she's doing a lot of driving.
Yeah, I thought there was something screwy with that, and I don't travel enough either to be.
There's all kinds of programs like that now. There's, different services where, you get a quarterback on every gallon that you buy and all those kind of things. It's just to kind of, it's kind of giving people mass purchasing power is the way that they're looking at it. Look at the way that the gas stations are operating now. Stop and Shop has Come On Farms has their rewards there where you can get the member price. What's the other one? Noria is doing that too now, where they start doing, you have to flash the regular price and then they flash the member price. And all you have to do to be a member is sign up online. Ooh, sorry, Mary, I cut you off there. That's my fault. I pressed the wrong button. Totally my fault. I apologize, but I got to take a break anyway. Caller, hang on. We will take this break, and I will take you as soon as we get back. This is what happens when the sun's in my eyes. We'll be right back. And we'll go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm in Fairhaven, and at least twice we've lost power like that. It doesn't last very long, so I was wondering if even a squirrel running around the wire got fried, because that's happened before. But it doesn't. It's strange how it happens. It's usually around 11:45. It just goes off. I have to reset things. The TV comes back on and life goes on. But I didn't think anything of it.
I can think of at least 6 times that it's happened here in the past couple of weeks. So, I mean, obviously it might be different. You know, where you are, it might not be as severe as here, or maybe it's because so much of the stuff that we have is all plugged in. So I don't know, but I mean, this has been ongoing now for a couple of weeks, and it's the fact that Eversource hasn't been, hasn't been alerted to this, or say that they haven't been alerted to this, is very strange to me.
Oh, maybe because for me, it was so brief that I just didn't think that much of it.
Sure. But I mean, it's brief here too. The thing is like if how many of these businesses here, I think most of them probably have things on battery backup, but if you don't, your computer's going down, your cash register's going down, your credit card machine's going down, you've got to wait for all that to reboot. And so that's why I'm surprised that nobody has called, at least according to what somebody posted about Eversource. So,
well, I'll give them a call today to let them know that I care.
There you go. All right.
And on a different subject.
Yes.
Fairhaven is initiating the trash and recycling fee, mm-hmm. and there was supposed to be an abatement that you could get for being a senior. So I've inquired about this twice. The first time said, well, nothing was set yet how it was going to be done. Went again yesterday to inquire about it, and I was looked at like I had 3 heads. Says, oh, you have to file for a tax abatement. I said, it's not a tax, it's supposed to be a fee. Pretty clear on saying that. Says, and just looked at me, well, you have to file to have your taxes reduced. I'm not looking to have my house taxes reduced. I'm talking about trash pickup.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Do you know how they're going to bill for the trash? Are they going to send that separately?
It sounded like it was going to be twice a year, probably maybe with your water bill or water and sewage bill, I would guess. But still, I couldn't get a definite answer. They know how they're going to bill you. They just,
right.
It seems to be an issue on how you, if being a senior, how I'm going to try to get this reduced. I wasn't planning on going through a financial statement to get that fee.
You have to fill out this form in triplicate in only blue ink, send a notarized copy, you know, it'll be all those different kind of steps.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they figure it out.
I'm still hoping that the excise tax on cars doesn't pass.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any more on that.
No, but we'll keep you up to date with it for sure.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
And I will take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. But right now, we're going to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt. And again, on the other side of that, if you want to call in, you can, 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat or Open Line voicemails on the WBSM app, you know, just in case you're sitting on the phone and the power goes out. Although, does anybody still have like a cordless phone that needs the electricity? I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment, but right now let me turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Republicans push to oust the head of Homeland Security. A Boeing whistleblower prepares to testify, and detecting COVID in the air, researchers have a test.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The House has sent the Senate articles of impeachment for the head of Homeland Security, the first cabinet member to be impeached in over 100 years.
All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the House of Representatives is exhibiting to the Senate of the United States articles of impeachment against Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas.
Republicans say it's due to his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and the immigration crisis. All 100 senators are expected to be sworn in today for a trial that isn't expected to last long, with Democrats vowing to vote to either table or dismiss the matter. 7 jurors have been selected for Donald Trump's New York City trial. The jury selection process will resume Thursday until a panel of 12 New Yorkers and 6 alternates have been chosen. Trump's lawyers have had limited success asking for juror disqualifications because of anti-Trump social media posts. A veteran Boeing engineer and whistleblower is scheduled to testify before a congressional committee today. Sam Salapour told NBC News he became alarmed about the production of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner and raised concerns to his superiors.
I think it's as serious as I have ever seen in my lifetime.
The allegations follow an incident in January when a door plug fell off a Boeing plane mid-flight. Boeing has insisted that the claims are inaccurate and the 787 is safe. New developments this week in connection with Mark Zuckerberg's request to dismiss lawsuits about kids and online addiction.
A U.S. district judge ruled in favor of excusing the Meta CEO from being held liable for his platforms allegedly fueling social media addiction. However, the case against the company, which owns Facebook, still stands. Lawsuits filed against Meta claim the features Facebook and Instagram use tactics that are designed to addict kids. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Today marks the 63rd anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion, the failed CIA-sponsored military operation to overthrow Fidel Castro in Cuba. Long concerned, an expert on all things Cuba, Dr. Andy Gomez says it's a sad day in history for the courageous volunteers who sacrificed everything for freedom.
Some of them were young teenagers that never saw a free Cuba, which is what they were fighting for.
The anniversary comes as Cuba and the U.S. are in high-level migration talks in Washington, D.C. Cuba asking the U.S. to ease sanctions and end special treatment of Cubans illegally entering its territory. The communist island facing a severe economic crisis with food, water, and power shortages. And researchers at Virginia Tech are working on a portable test that could be used to determine whether COVID-19 is present in the air. The ongoing research project is designed to simplify current air testing methods that are often bulky, noisy, and take days to process. The project leader envisions a process that could determine if the virus is present within 15 minutes.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox lost to the Cleveland Guardians 10-7 last night. They play again tonight at Fenway at 7:10. And we know who the Bruins are playing in round one of the playoffs. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Bruins lost to the Ottawa Senators last night 3-1.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We have another sunny day on deck, a bit cooler than Tuesday, a high of 62 degrees today. Clouds move in later with a low of 45 tonight. For Thursday, we're looking at a mostly cloudy day, a high of 53, and the sun comes back out on Friday. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And 508-996-0500. You can also use the app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And there's a strange story WCVB has out of Boston. This is something that went down yesterday afternoon. And I just found this to be a weird story. So in Boston's Mattapan neighborhood yesterday, someone threw a flammable object into somebody's home. It happened at about 1:15 p.m. According to a witness, a man was carrying a brown paper bag and a red pole. He used the pole to break the window of this house, then lit something and threw it into the home. Now, what's weird about this, well, as if that's not weird enough, there was a person home at the time, and that person who was home was live streaming while they were home. She was streaming live on social media on her back deck, and she captured the moment when her front window broke. At the home, a screen could be seen on the ground below a broken window, and smoke damage was visible. Neighbors said they heard a boom and smelled some sort of fuel, and they were worried that the fire could potentially spread. Videos from inside the home show the walls inside are charred and the smell of gasoline was overpowering, according to the woman that lives there. But here's where it gets even weirder. Police said the incident was not random. The woman said the man behind the attack was what she described as an old childhood friend, and she doesn't know what prompted the violent outburst. There's got to be more to this story. There's got to be more. This guy just decides to walk by the home of an old childhood friend, break their window, and throw a paper bag on fire inside to their home and start a fire. And she's live streaming at the same time, which I don't know what she was live streaming about. They didn't specify what social media she was on or what she was doing. But it just seemed kind of strange that all of this confluence of events. The police say it wasn't random. She makes it sound like it kind of was, though. Well, he's an old childhood friend. But what? I don't know what would have made him want to do it. There's somebody's not saying something here. But what a strange story. I mean, normally, I'm just going to point out. Well, hold on. I didn't actually watch the WCVB video that's associated with this. So maybe I should watch the video before I speak. But normally, if this person was streaming live on social media, they would have video of this. And Channel 5 would take that video and probably insert the video into the story. They would probably have some screenshots in the story. You know, the same as WBSM would do. We would do the same thing. We post videos and we put screenshots into the story from the videos. But they don't have any of that, which makes me wonder what exactly. Oh, no, they've got some video. Okay. Video of them cleaning up. But still, I wonder what exactly is going on here. There's more to the story. But I do feel bad for the home that was damaged. And hopefully they can get all that repaired up. But yeah, what a strange tale. I guess if you got to be home live streaming, it's a good time to be there if somebody's going to walk by and throw a flaming paper bag into your house. 508-996-0500. I've had, you know, knock on Formica here, I've only had one fire. Two in my life. When I was a kid, we had a fire with one of our, I think it was the washing machine or the dryer, probably the dryer. But that was not a big deal. I mean, we put it out. And then years ago, my electric stove shorted out and started a little fire in the kitchen, but neighbors noticed the smoke. Nobody was home except the dog. Neighbors noticed the smoke and they called the fire department. The fire department came down. They had to break in the door, but they were able to put the fire out before it even really spread. It just got the stove and a little bit of the counter next to it. And the neighbor called me at work. I was in Lakeville, flew home to Wareham. By that point, the firefighters had everything all under control and, you know, they were hanging out with the dog and everything was fine. But I'm scared of fires all the time. You know, I always try to make sure I take extra precautions because you can lose everything in the blink of an eye, as we've seen happen way too often in New Bedford. So I take them seriously. But that doesn't make this story any less strange. 508-996-0500. We'll take a break and be back in a few. The 80s kids version of Que Sera Sera, you know, something goes wrong. C'est la vie. Although, as kids, we didn't know what that meant. That was kind of how we learned French. Thanks, Robbie Neville. You taught us some French. Anyway, 508-996-0500. We were talking earlier about the Fairhaven power issues that have been going on. And I guess from what I can gather, it hasn't been a widespread issue. That it's kind of just some areas of East Fairhaven. So maybe there's some truth to that story about it being, you know, these underground power lines that need to be replaced. But we haven't heard back from Eversource. I mean, I did email them late last evening, so I would assume we'll hear something back, you know, by this afternoon. Even a "we will look into that and get back to you" type statement. But we'll keep you updated on it. There's also, from my understanding, there have also been some like brownouts in other areas too. So maybe that's not the issue. You know, I saw somebody saying that it had happened a few times in Dartmouth. We've also had quite a bit of wind lately, and wind can cause some of these issues too. You know, the brief one-time power outage could be wind-related. But, yeah. It'd be nice to at least get an answer and figure out what's going on and see if Eversource can figure out what's going on and solve the problem. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on?
Yeah, not much. You know, the last brownout I've seen, they had an XFAX convention here in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, I had to go. I had to represent. So that's good. So I was talking to somebody about you know how like Elvis had 837 straight sold out days, shows he had here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then how Siegfried and Roy passed them like in 2000. It was like 2000. They wound up doing like more than like 1100, like close to 1100 ones sold out consecutive by the time in 2003 when the season and the show had to stop. Because the Montecure, that tiger that attacked Roy, you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was kind of crazy. I wasn't at that one, but I did see the actual extended footage of it. But that was crazy. Remember, like I told you, how for decades, what Siegfried and Roy would do, they would give out those big Snicker bars or stuff like that. Well, not Snickers, the big Hershey almonds or the, you know, the big Hershey bars, like a pound, now it's like 12 ounces.
Those giant ones. Just to warn you, Lamone, I only got about a minute and a half before I got to take a break. So,
okay, I'm saying like how the kids would go every year to their house and get those big candy bars and free tickets for the show. They go to their house and it would be a line like literally a mile and a half long. They would circle around that house, and that was sad. You know, people would come over there, and I know I would have people to come to town. And I said, we got to bring your kids. So go trick-or-treating. They go over there. And everybody enjoyed that. That was something wonderful. You know, they gave to the community and stuff. And that was, it's sad that the way things went down that way, you know. It, too bad if anyone had an opportunity to see Siegfried and Roy beyond belief. They'd know.
Yeah.
So are you doing the spooky this weekend?
I don't know. Probably not.
You didn't do this last weekend?
No, we didn't, no.
Were you close?
I mean, I really thought about it, but I just was too wiped out.
And so when is Miss Silly Dilly going to be coming there to perform for you guys?
I don't know.
You didn't even say tell her I said hello. She's like, oh, I know him. I want you to say that's been on.
Lynn Dilly's. That's coming up on May 11th. I don't have the paper in front of me. I do got to hold you there, Lamone, though. I got to take this break before I run out of time in the hour.
Have a good day, my friend.
You as well.
You see the video I told you to check out?
I haven't had a chance to check it out yet. I was behind in work yesterday, but I'll take a look today.
Please look at it. Tell me what you think. It's off the hook. Mind you, I've got four more of those.
All right, I got to hold you there.
God bless.
Have a good day.
God bless New Bedford.
All right, that is Lamone. We'll be right back. All right.